working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day. Whoa, that sounds loud. Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sarah in Elk City, America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Heyday Tuesday, everybody. I got a full boat today, so I'm going to start the show right off the bat with the famous, world famous, maybe all through the universe famous, Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
You didn't sound impressed.
I mean, you're laying it on pretty thick.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to get back at you from my little butt chewing I got last Friday. So, but don't worry, we won't bring that up today. I'm not even going to talk about them, mainly because I don't have time. But I got Arapahoe Butler FFA going to be in here as soon as I'm done with you, and then I got the Blair FFA chapter from down there. Is there in Jackson County? Yeah, Jackson County. They'll be here shortly. It's busy next 2 weeks for me.
Yes, sir. It sounds like it is.
Yeah. Well, let's start at Elk City. Good sale.
Good run of cattle. Lots of good high quality cattle. And overall, with the board being down pretty hard, 3 of the 5 days of the week. Overall, the steers was pretty steady, and the heifers was a little bit cheaper. I mean, really, really impressed with how stout the market stayed with the number of hits that the dollar that the board took there last week, and it reflected a little in the heifer market for sure, but the steer market, I had to pretty well call it fully steady, and oh man, did we sell some high dollar bred cows and pairs?
Oh yeah, I want to talk about one specifically. What's that dude's name? Gary? Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, your buyers, if anybody, you know, going to the sale barn on a Friday, whether you're a buyer or seller or just nobody, it's a social event. Mm-hmm. So one buyer, and it seems like they have a routine done down for it, but one buyer, he always gets to be the highest on something. You know, to try to impress the other buyers, and they just make him feel good, like, wow, you're a stud or something like that. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But Gary, he was a stud Friday. What was it, $4,600?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But he was telling me how he's going to make his money back on it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to let the secret
out. He's always got a plan.
Yeah. Well, when you sit next to the first calf heifer guy, you know, you got to have a plan. Or the second calf heifer, my bad. Because Bo told me here a couple weeks ago he had a first calf heifer with his third calf.
Yep.
So we're gonna do, I watched it for a little bit. It looks like the steers were steady. And I was visiting with a guy in there that brought 19 head in. He was all like, man, I knew I messed up. Later, I messaged him. I said, did you mess up? No, they did pretty good.
Yeah. It's pretty phenomenal. It was a phenomenal day. And like I say, there's so many good cattle in this part of the world anymore. And it makes my job pretty easy to sell all those good cattle.
Yeah, and we need a shower, and we need the ground warm up a little bit so that wheat pasture will grow back up and get to going again, and they'll even do better still. Yeah. Did anything particular weight stick out at Friday at Elk City?
No. I mean, I was pretty pleased with everything on the steer end. I thought it was a phenomenal day all the way across the board on the weights. I mean, you know, 805 at 266, you know, that was pretty well steady with what we'd seen the week before, even with the down board, 403 pounders at 430, you know, some 533s at 350. I mean, it was just it was just good across the board.
All right. Well, let's travel down I-40 to Western Oklahoma that happened yesterday. What did you have, 1,185 head?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Little bit smaller run than what we expected, but I think that was probably due to the cold weather coming in this week. But a good run still yet. Lots of good cattle. Lots of nice groups of cattle, and nearly everything home raised. It was just a good home raised day of good high quality cattle there as well. Very very few unweaned calves. Had one big consignment. Of Ambassador Angus that had I think they had 362 head of unweaned calves there, but the majority of the rest of the cattle was long weaned, home raised yearlings, and again just a good day, good market, and everything went really well.
Well, I noticed from Arapaho 119 head at 765 brought 272.50 for some boys. I'm sure that gentleman or missus was. Lady
yep.
was happy.
Yep.
And then, what was it? 64 heifers at 681, 261. That's pretty darn good.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yep. You just got a new nickname via text message to my show. You want to hear it?
I guess.
All right. So, you know, I got Jimmy Rhodes is the Cotton King.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, you named me Jimmy Clark, the Goober King, and I don't think it has anything to do with the peanuts, but they, the Cotton King just named you the Cattle King.
Boy, I just joined the club of the elite. I'm feeling pretty good. My head's getting bigger. I don't know if I can hardly handle this or not. My wife's she's gonna be having to knock me down some pegs today.
Yeah. You go on there and tell her that you. I'm talking to the Cattle King. He is universal. Thank you so much, Rhodes. I needed some help today. But then, hey, speaking of your wonderful wife, what you doing for Valentine's besides having a cattle sale?
Well, I've got something special planned, but I can't.
Can't reveal it.
Yeah, we don't reveal it over the radio. So.
Okay, and when you talk to your daughter next, make sure we need to this week or next week won't be good because of FFA chapters. But anytime after next week, you need to stop by the studio and we'll just call her.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I have put her privy to that is coming, and she said that she would try to be prepared. So
okay, well, tell her it's all training. I don't know who's training who, but it'll be training. So you got any consignments for Friday yet?
Yeah, got a nice set of bred heifers and bred cows coming in. They'll mostly be five and younger. Most of them be kind of middle and heavy bred. Could be a few shortbreds, but should be pretty well all heavy breds and some middle breds on them. And they'll be anywhere from first calf heifers to 5 year old cows. It'll be a nice consignment to look at to replace to turn out some females here before spring.
Okay, good. Anything coming up at Clinton? I know you just got done yesterday, but you never know.
Yep. No, I actually had a guy call in yesterday after the sale was over and said he was sending his home raised. He said his wheat was getting a little short. He'd like to have grazed them a little longer and got them a little bigger, but he said his wheat was getting a little short, and so he's sending me 100 steers and 99 heifers, or maybe the other way, one or the other. I can't remember. 99 steers and 100 heifers or 100 heifers, 99 steers. But anyway, he's sending me 199 of his home raised long-time winged yearlings coming off. And, I mean, they'll be really, really nice black Charolais crosses. And I don't know. He thought they'd probably weigh in the sevens. But his calves are usually bigger and do better than what he thinks they're going to. So they'll probably be weighing in the sevens and eights, I suspect.
That sounds really somebody nice. I know from the Grimes area.
Yeah, no, this guy's from the...
No, his attitude on the...
Guessing the
weights. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. You know, all of us kind of seem like we struggle on our own cattle that we see all the time. That's the hardest one to tell what they weigh, you know, the ones you see every day, so...
Yeah, birthday boy from the sale barn last Saturday, or Friday, mm-hmm. At Elk City. He was mm-hmm. on here. I've known him as the cattle king for a long time.
Yep.
I can't believe nobody sing happy birthday to Lawrence Ferris.
Yeah.
A lot of mouthing going on in there, but no tune.
Nobody would actually step up and be the ring song leader. Not the ring leader, the song leader.
Yeah, song leader. They all probably thought they'd be going to church, and Cade probably walk in there and check on us then. Brandon, sorry for cutting you short, but I got business with some kids here in a minute, so see you Friday.
You tell Mr. Hunter and Miss Bilderback keep them Arapaho Butler kids in line.
All right, I will. They'll be in here in just a second.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February the 10th. 1,185 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 373 brought 410. 3 at 398 brought 412.50. 6 at 644 brought 268. 11 at 655 brought 311. 24 at 729 brought 280. 19 at 765 brought 272.50. 6 head of heifers at 532 brought 285. 19 at 540 brought 297. 11 at 565 brought 292, 5 at 678 brought 243, 64 at 681 brought 261, 3 at 713 brought 234, 21 at 766 brought 243, butcher cows were 117 to 150, butcher bulls brought 114 to 157, bred cows 1650 to 2100, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
If you've got a job that's going to take some heavy equipment and skill, call Johnny Evans at Double J Dozing and Excavating. He specializes in building ponds and making pads for barns and sheds. He'll clear land and trees, he'll make roads, he'll do terrace work, and even fix washouts. Johnny can do most anything that involves a dozer or an excavator. He's ready to go to work in this area, so give him a call or text at 580-339-6854. That's Johnny Evans and Double J Dozing and Excavating.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's some weather for you out in the Texas Panhandle. I haven't picked nobody, but I will. Lipscomb, If it'll come up. Hello. There it is. 27 degrees. Wind chills 19. The winds are out of the northeast at 8. Peak wind gust today, 29 miles an hour. 736 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 40 degrees. And no measurable precipitation so far this month. All right. I have the Arapahoe Butler. Am I saying that right? There's a lot of schools around here. Arapahoe Butler FFA chapter in here, and there's quite a few of them. We got a big herd in here, and they're seated in my special today in ag theater seating over there against the wall. But we'll get to everybody. Let's thanks for coming in, guys, and let's start with you, young lady. Tell everybody who you are.
I am Piper Riley Sawatsky, and I'm the secretary.
All right.
Hi, I'm Lillian Rausch. I'm a junior, and I'm the reporter.
All right, and you're, what are you, a junior?
I'm a junior as well.
Okay, cool. All right, you young man, speak up loud there.
Hi, my name is Zane Swatsky. I'm a junior, and I'm the vice president.
All right.
My name's Annabelle Rose. I'm also a junior, and I'm the chapter president.
All right, you young lady, speak up loud, yell.
I'm Catherine Meacham. I'm a junior, and I'm the chapter treasurer.
All right, cool. Well, let's start with you. You guys are all juniors, right?
Yes.
I got that right. All right. Let's start with you. You got any plans?
So Thursday, our FFA chapter is going to be hosting a movie night later. And so all of our people in our chapter are going to be invited. We're going to get together, have snacks, all types of things. Probably watch an FFA movie. You might see like Temple Grandin up on the TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to be in our pajamas, jamming out. We'll have some fun. And maybe even at school, we'll have a coloring contest to get like our elementary involved and know what FFA is about and all of that. It's going to be a bunch of fun.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Are you always a cheery person?
Normally?
Yeah.
I'm pretty cheery. I mean, when it comes to FFA, we got to hype them up.
That's right. Good job. All right, young lady. What else we got going?
So, on Tuesday, everyone at the school is hopefully going to be wearing their blue and gold representing our FFA colors. And then we, as an officer team, are going up to the state capitol to visit with our representative and our senator and just talk up there. And a lot of the other FFA chapters will be going up there as well. So that'll be a whole lot of fun.
Not Anthony Moore.
Yes, Anthony Moore.
Wow. Do you like him?
I like Anthony Moore, yes.
I do too. He's pretty, I think he's got some stroke up there this year. I think he's, what is
yeah,
it,
he
Potem
is,
or whatever mm-hmm. they call him. I'm not very good.
Something like that, but I saw that too.
We'll call him a head duck. So when you go on there next week, tell him, hey, we went on Jimmy Clark's The Day in Ag Show. He said you were the head duck up here right now.
I will. I think he'll like that.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. How about you, young man? Get that mic real close to you and speak up, please.
Well, on Monday, we're going to do Dress as a Leader Day or as a role model, whoever you just like see as a leader to you. We want you to dress as them. And also, as an officer team, we are going to be reading an accurate ag book to the second graders for the day.
Oh, okay, cool. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, how about you? What else is going on?
Wednesday is our Dress as a Farmer Day. We'll actually be having a farmer's breakfast from 7 to 9 in the morning at the Ag Building. It's pancakes and sausage, and it's also our Drive a Tractor to School Day, which is very popular. We always have a lot of kids that go and bring tractors, either from companies around in Arapahoe or just their own.
I got you. That's a lot going
it
on
is,
that
yeah.
day. Got to get up early, cook breakfast.
Sure.
Are you going to drive your tractor to work in the dark? I'm going to have you switch to that mic over there. Just push this one here out of your way. And yeah, just push that one out of your way. What else is going on?
So on Sunday, we're going to have wear your FFA jacket. And we're going to wear half official dress to church so that we can just represent in our community. And we'll be at the edge at the 9 a.m. service with our whole chapter.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. You guys got a full schedule.
Yeah, we do.
What are you going to do in your spare time?
Oh, not much.
Not
much spare time.
All right. So you guys are, last question to you guys. You're all juniors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any plans in your mind for once you graduate?
Yes. So once I graduate, I want to continue, and I want to continue my career playing softball. And with that, what I want to do in college is I want to go into a law program.
Oh, you're that girl. I know.
Actually, last year you talked to my sister.
Yeah.
My sister, she's playing softball, and she went on, and she's in law. But okay. I'm hoping to follow. We're a lot alike.
I know the name. Don't get me wrong, but I was sitting there, and I knew there was some, because I love softball.
Yeah.
And I mean, I spent all weekend on ESPN Plus watching the OU girls this weekend. So cool.
Yep.
So, and so you're going to make a career out of softball?
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, we'll see how far I get. I mean,
yeah. So
not going to back down to
it. What are you going to major in while you're playing softball at college?
Hopefully I want to major in PPE, which is philosophy, policy, economics.
Okay.
And so we'll see with that, like, see where I get committed, if I can get committed, and go from there. Oh. But with that, go into civil law, hopefully. And
okay, cool. You got a plan.
More. Yeah.
You're on it. Never mind. I'm sorry I asked. No, I'm just kidding. What about you, young lady?
Well, I definitely don't have an as thought out answer as Piper, but I do know that I want to go to Oklahoma State University when I graduate, because my parents and my grandparents went there, and I just love the environment. And I'm hoping that my junior or senior year at Oklahoma State, I get to be the spirit rider on the football team.
Oh, so, cool.
Yes. Yeah.
I think, is it the girl from Merritt doing it right now, or was?
Yeah, I think she was doing it.
Yeah, I think she was, yeah. Well, cool. You got a plan. She just as operative as you are. All right, young man, what about you?
Once I graduate, I plan on continuing my shooting career, like shotgun sports.
Yeah.
And majoring in agriculture education.
All right. What about shooting sports? Has that came a long ways here lately?
Yes, very far.
It's very competitive.
It is, yes. We started at Arapahoe 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
And from then, we had like 6 kids. Now we have like 20 kids.
Yeah.
It has grown so much.
It's good, because not everybody wants to show stock. And it's getting kind of expensive to show stock.
Yep.
And then you got ag mechanics. And I think shooting sports is just, you know, Western Oklahoma dominates the shooting sports part.
Sure.
Woodward, Merritt, and I know you guys are, I've been watching, I watch all the stats on it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Western Oklahoma's got it going on when it comes to shotguns.
Yep. Got a lot of kids.
Yep. All right, what about you, young lady?
So I love livestock judging.
Okay.
And I plan on actually being on the judging team for Redlands and finishing my 2 years there, majoring in ag education, and then I plan on going to OSU and finishing out my degree there, as well as still raising show cattle, because I raise shorthorn show cattle with my dad. So while I am livestock judging, hopefully at Redlands, I'll get to do that and help my sisters with their cattle while majoring in ag education.
All right, it sounds like you got it. Yeah, why? I'm curious.
Okay.
Because it's not the first time I've heard somebody say they want to go to Redlands.
Yes.
To start on their life. Is their livestock judging, is it salty?
Yes, they are very good, very prestigious. So it'd be very exciting to get to do that.
I got you. Because I see OSU's always dominate, but really powerful in the livestock judging. Texas A&M's really high-powered in the equine.
For sure.
Yeah, so anyway, it's kind of exciting to watch that. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right, grab that mic, young lady. You're the last on the list before I get to the next three. What about you?
Okay, so
speak really close to that mic, sorry. Okay.
I want to be a sonographer, so like baby ultrasounds. And so my plan right now is to go to OSU for 2 years. Because I just love the campus. I've got to go there so many times on so many FFA trips and things, and the environment's just amazing. But then after my first 2 years of college, like freshman and sophomore, I'll just get the basics down there. I want to transfer to OU, which is a little
all right, Boomer Sooner
rivalry. I know, but I've heard they have just a great medical program, and so I've
Oklahoma's got some pretty good schools. Period. So it doesn't matter. I give people crap because I'm a Sooner fan. I'm not a big fan of Longhorns, but I can handle OSU. So it's all good. So, all right, good. If you guys don't mind, will you three come over here, please? This is exciting. You guys are pretty sharp. I like you. I like you a lot. Yeah, come on over to these chairs over here. I got some better mics over here. We can hear you over there. All right. Introduce yourself, young man. Talk into that mic right there.
Hello, I am Clint Burnett, and I am a sophomore.
Okay. You're young.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How about you, young lady?
My name is Kylan Oaks. I'm a sophomore, and I'm the Sentinel.
Okay. How about you? Talk real close to that mic.
And I'm the parliamentarian.
There we go. Try that again. Sorry.
I'm McKenna Broadbent, and I'm the parliamentarian, and I'm a junior.
Okay, cool. Let's start with you, young man. What's why do you like FFA?
FFA is one of my passions. I love the people involved. The people is one of my big deals. I'm a very open, I do just about anything I can. I try to help everybody. But all the activities you can participate in.
What's your favorite?
That would be shooter sports.
Okay.
I'm as heavy as I can be and as much as I can afford right. into it. That is,
yeah, it's an expensive sport, too.
Yeah, but I make do with what I get, and I just, I go, I can do as much as I possibly can.
Cool, good job. All right, let's go to you, young lady. Grab that mic over there.
Well, I've just always grown up around it. I've been showing cattle for a while. I'm also involved in speeches, which isn't my favorite thing, but I just love, like, showing cattle and all that kind of stuff.
What kind of cattle do you show?
I show Charolais heifers.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Are they any good?
Yeah, they're decent.
No, I'm just kidding you. So you guys just got through with district, didn't you? Was you showing at district?
Yeah, I didn't show, though.
Huh?
I didn't show at district.
Oh, you didn't show at district. And we got county coming up, I guess?
Yes.
Pretty quick. And then you taking heifers to OYE?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can't. All right, break the clapping around here. What do you got? So, what grade did you say you was?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. You got any plans yet?
No.
Next year. You'll worry about it.
Hopefully,
next year.
Going to play softball somewhere. But that's all I know.
Okay, good. All right, young lady, put that mic real close to you and speak as loud as you can. I've got that. Oh, you're good. We're on Facebook. They just seen you do that. all right. What about you? What do you? What's your favorite thing about FFA right now? Or what have you learned? Just talk about it.
I like being around the people and going to camps. Alumni camp was probably my favorite.
Okay. And then, let's see. Ooh, I turned my mic off there for a second. What, have you got any plans?
My plans are to go to SWASU and be on the rodeo team.
Okay.
And be an ER nurse.
Breakaway roper?
Barrel racing and go
barrel training. Racing. Do you like breakaway roping?
Yeah.
I do. That's become my favorite.
They're getting very competitive.
Yeah. Do you do any of it?
Or you in the just beginning, do barrel I did, racing. But I've slowed down and went back to barrel racing.
I gotcha. And you gonna be? Are we gonna see you on TV at the national finals one of these
That's
days?
That's the plan.
Is that the plan? Is that expensive? Are horses expensive?
Yes.
Tell us, give us a roundabout number, how much you're...
Some of them, before they're even born, can go up to over $100,000.
So you got more on your horse than you do your trailer? You got air conditioner for your horse?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew it. The barrel racers, they always got the good stuff. So, all right, well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today, and happy National FFA Week next week, and... really glad you guys come in today, and hope to see. I'll probably see a bunch of you back in here next year. If you need anything, just give me a call. All right, thank you. All right, we're gonna take a Taylor, or not a Taylor Ranch, but a Stockman's Vet break. And when I come back, I'm going to squeeze in some of the Heyday Tuesdays because I got a today is Heyday Tuesday from Great Plains, sponsored by Great Plains Bank. We got a couple already text in. And a couple notifications that they sold all their hay that was advertised last week. So everything's going good. So we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today, follow us on Facebook, come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall. In Elk City.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all 7 Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb. Good people, great deals since 1979.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, get your pen and pencil ready for Hay Day Tuesday. I got enough time to give you some information on this before the Blair FFA chapter comes on. First of all, we just got this hot off the press, an emergency blood appeal here in Elk City at the old VFW Hall. The blood mobile will be there till 4 o'clock, and at the Elk City Baptist Church from 12 to 6, and at Cheyenne at the First Baptist Church from 11 to 2:30. Got time to get in there. Got a couple hours left at Cheyenne. Anyway, this is the emergency blood appeal. Must be running short on blood, and they need some donators, some donations. And also, Arnett. Let's see, when is that? Oh, that's today. At Arnett, the Arnett Livestock Boosters for FFA and 4-H is inviting you to come out and help support their spring livestock exhibitors at our annual local premium auction. It's tonight at 5:30 at the Arnett First Baptist Fellowship Hall. Smoked brisket, potluck sides, and desserts being served. That's tonight at 5:30. All right, you got your pen and pencil ready? Here we go. This is a new one, 340 round bales of Plains Blue Stem, fertilized and spray, $75 a bale, Eric, Oklahoma, 580-243-9190. 340 round bales of Plains Blue Stem, fertilized and sprayed, $75 a bale at Eric, 580-243-9190. This is also a new one, 300 bales of heavy, fertilized, irrigated rye, $65 a bale at Willow, 580-821-4816. 300 bales of heavy, fertilized rye and irrigated, fertilized and irrigated rye hay, $65 a bale at Willow, 580-821-4816. And then we got some sprayed, fertilized, Midland 99, Bermuda grass, large round bales, $110 a bale, southeast of Mangum, premium hay, can load, 580-471-8669, 580-471-8669 around Mangum for some really good sprayed, fertilized, Midland 99. And then that 300 bales of rye been on for the last month, that's all gone. And then what else is gone? Oh, the other blue stem hay up in Hammond's gone. 400 bales of alfalfa, approximately 400 bales of alfalfa, $150 to $180 a ton. 500 bales of irrigated sorghum and pea mix, $150 a ton. And oat hay, irrigated. All this hay here is irrigated, $150 a ton. Can load around Hex, 580-393-1233 for all kinds of good hay. I did buy some of that rye hay from that one gentleman that sold out. It was really good. Fed first bale yesterday. And I fed some of the alfalfa I bought from this other gentleman. It was really good hay because there wasn't nothing left on the ground. So they liked it for the old cows out here west of Elk City. Okay, we're going to take another break. When I come back, I'm going to have the Blair FFA chapter on here to visit with them. Be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Brian Backett is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Just imagine you're getting to the end of your career. You have worked hard creating a beautiful life for your family over the past 30 or 40 years. You've raised your kids and spent countless hours at their sporting events, concerts, and ag shows. As you were going through this phase of your life, you thought the long evenings would never end. Now that your career is winding down and your kids are no longer home, you cherish those memories with your family and wish you could go back and watch your kids do what they love one more time. You now have grandkids and you find peace watching your own kids become parents and love seeing the world through your grandkids' eyes. As you inch toward retirement, you start to wonder if you've taken the right steps, saved enough money, and where does Medicare and Social Security fit into all of this? Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, 323-6800 or retirewithbacka.com. There are many things in life that will worry us, but retirement should not be one of them. Let us help you find your peace in retirement.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30.
selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sales Saturday, March the 1st at 1230 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Holbrook Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Blair, who is in my studio with me right now, doesn't have a mezzanine center. And they're pretty silly girls, too. I can tell you that much, too. So I'm going to Altus. That's as close as I can get to Blair. 34 degrees, 26 is what it feels like. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 11 miles an hour, 7/100ths of an inch of moisture so far in the last 10 days. 6:16 is the sunset. Cloudy, 41 today. Tuesday night, rain, 90% chance. Low of 33, and tomorrow, 30% chance of rain. Okay, I got the Blair FFA chapter in here, and they're all ladies, and they're all funny, and they're all giggly. So we're going to get started with you first. Set up there and talk in that mic and introduce yourself, please.
I'm Kira Beard. I am a junior, and I have been in ag for 4 years.
Okay. How about you, young lady, the comedian?
I'm Alana Powell, and I've been in ag for a year now.
Okay, cool. So you're a sophomore?
Freshman.
Freshman. You're a freshman. I'm sorry. All right. How about you, young lady? Talk real close to that mic for me, please.
My name is Caitlin Campbell. I'm a sophomore, and I've been in ag for 3 years.
All right. And then the other comedian.
My name is Stephanie Hamm, and I'm a sophomore, and I've been in ag for 1 year.
Okay. And how about you, young lady? You're the quiet one. Get up there and speak really loud.
My name is Madison Mitchell. I'm a sophomore in high school, and I've been in ag for 3 years.
All right, great. Let's go back to you, young lady. What do you guys got planned for National FFA Week? What's one of the things?
Monday we have a teacher appreciation meal planned to make. We were thinking baked potatoes.
All right. What about you, young lady? Talk to that mic right there. What else you got planned next week?
On Wednesday we have law enforcement appreciation week, and we plan on making goodie bags in our FFA classes.
For the all the law people, highway patrol and sheriffs and city cops?
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, young lady, what about you? She's getting new instructions.
Okay. Oh, Friday. Okay, so on Friday we have the Jackson County Livestock Show.
Okay, where is that, at Blair or Altus?
It's in Altus.
Is it in Altus? I got you. Sure. So, do any of you guys show stock? Raise your hand. We got 1, 2, 3. What do you show? Why I got you on the mic?
I show pigs.
Oh, do you? All right. Cool. All right. Whoa. Let me get back to that. What about you, young lady? What else is going on next week?
We have an FFA day at the Capitol. We got invited to go to the FFA Capitol.
Oh, cool.
In the city.
So, you can go out there and meet your senator and state representative and stuff like that?
Yeah, in the city.
All right. What do you show?
I show swine.
You show what?
Swine.
All right. All right, pull that mic over to there, young lady, and talk loud, please.
On Thursday, we don't have anything planned.
Sorry. Well, yours was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, then let's get back to you, then. What do you show?
I show pigs.
Yeah, what kind?
Any kind. I have 5 right now.
Oh, you do? What's, name all 5 kind.
2 Berks, a Spot, and a Cross.
All right. What's your favorite? Do you have one?
My Spot.
Your Spot? How come?
She's just really good. She's good
demeanor. Baby. She's your buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to you, young lady. What's, see, you're what, junior? Sophomore. Junior? Okay, so you've been in 4 years now, basically. What's the one thing that sticks out with you that you think you'll take on the rest of your life with you? I'll give you a hint on one item. Teamwork. Has that been a big deal with you there at Blair?
Yes.
And what else? Have you got any plans for after high school?
Well, I plan on going to college overseas, majoring in perhaps creative writing to become a author.
Oh, cool. Why overseas? I'm curious. I'm not going to pick on you. I'm just having a conversation with you. Why overseas?
Well, first off, it can be a lot cheaper, but also I just am really into traveling and
travel.
Such.
So is there any particular place you're planning on going to be a writer, to go to college and be a writer?
Perhaps somewhere in Australia, such as Melbourne or Sydney.
Oh, that sounds fun. Oh, that's a first for me on this, and that's cool. I like that. All right, pull that mic over there to you, Miss Powell. Let's go with it. what kind of plans? You got any plans?
Since it's my freshman year, I didn't really think
about it.
But I plan on joining the military, but I don't think I'm really do that because you. And when you join, you have to go. Like, you get arrested if you don't. So
you're all right. Go for it.
All
they can do is say no.
Hope so.
And, yeah, no, go for it. If you want to join the military, I was in the military, go for it. You'll be fine. And then, so what have you learned so far in FFA? What stuck out? Are you into speech? Are you into livestock judging? Are you into the shop? What's your biggest interest so far in FFA?
Well, I really don't pay attention.
Well, at least she's honest.
But I'd say our president is a very good, she's an idol. I like to follow her.
Right.
So I'm like looking towards of what she does.
I gotcha.
But I really don't pay attention in classroom. For me to answer that question.
Hey, you're honest. That's a good start. Okay. All right. Pull that mic up there close. It'll stretch out there to you. What about you? What's sophomore? Junior? Yes, sophomore. So this is your third year? What stuck out with you? What do you learn so far in the FFA?
In FFA, I've learned, I don't know, being patient, definitely. I've had some moments where being patient was very important. Like you said, teamwork. Teamwork's a big one for all the stuff that I do in FFA. And one thing, all the friends that I make. I love every single person that I've ever met in FFA.
All right. So have you been to a state convention yet?
No, I have not.
Got plans? You guys got plans going? Ag teacher's going. Yep. You're going whether you want to or not. So you're going up there to see the senators and represent. Do you know who they are that you're going to see?
No.
Oh, I don't either. I'm down in there. So you got any questions planned for them?
Probably. Have they stuck out so long in it, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like just, you know, you have to have commitment to stay in this.
Right. And so you show hogs, right? Do you do anything else besides your classwork and FFA? Are you part of a judging team? Are you part of a speech team?
Livestock judging.
Livestock judging? What's your favorite livestock, animal to judge? Which one's the easiest?
I'm going to say my favorite is probably steers, but the easiest is pigs because I show pigs.
Okay. So you know your pigs.
Yeah.
So you like judging goats and sheep?
They're definitely harder to judge because I think they all look the same.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's true. They do look the same. What's hard to judge about? What's the hardest thing to judge on bovines?
On a what?
Bovines, steers, cattle.
Oh, I've never heard that word ever.
You learned something on the day in ag, didn't you?
I think, I want to say, actually, no. There's one thing. It's like, so there's like questions at the end, right? And there was a specific question that stuck out to me one time. And it was like, what kind of disease did he have? And I was like, I don't know if I'm, I thought I was like judging his back and his width. Right. Not what kind of disease he had. But yeah, I'd say the only thing I know how to judge is if he's bigger and if he's longer.
Right.
So, yep.
have any of you guys ever judged actual meat, you know, not just processed meat? Is that even part of it anywhere?
Yeah,
I'd say somebody close to a butcher shop probably, huh? Okay, cool. All right, Miss Comic number two, you're up. What about you? You guys, you're a sophomore?
Yes.
Right. Learn anything so far? Is anything, you think there's anything so far you've learned or happened in FFA is going to stick with you the rest of your life?
It's pretty new to me because I just started like this year.
Right.
I just moved to Blair schools from Altus.
Okay.
So it was a really big switch and it's really different. But I like Blair FFA a lot, like not more, but I like it a lot because I feel like we get, like we're all a team here. Like it's not separate people fighting against each other. We all work together to like make our
school better. That's the way it should be everywhere. Yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. You show animals, so you know what a bovine is now.
Yeah, now I do.
And then anything else besides showing that's enjoyable in FFA?
I mean, I'm getting into livestock judging too. I think it'll be fun and help me be able to pick out like my livestock animals better too to see how.
So is livestock judging helping you with your speech? Because you got to give reasonings, right?
I've never been to like a judging.
You're getting ready.
Yeah,
she needs to practice you up. And so, all right, pull that mic over there. She's like, man, I don't want to do this. Okay, so you're good. Just reach over there and it'll be fine. What? You're a sophomore? Okay, and you show pigs,
yes.
Right? And Burke's your favorite, is that right, or your spot?
Spot.
Spot's the favorite. What else besides showing in FFA have you, is this your second year or third?
Third.
What's happening? What do you like? What do you learned? Mm-hmm. Give us the whole scoop. You got 3 minutes to tell us your whole life story.
Well, I would have to stick with showing, but I like livestock judging.
Okay.
But most of all, I like showing because I've shown since I was like really young. And I like to do it. I like to do it with my grandpa and my uncle. And I've liked how far that they've like gotten me to go. Like I went from showing in little shows to making the sale at county and getting to go to OIE and Tulsa. And getting to do bigger things than just smaller stuff.
All right. Well, you got her down. You're having fun. And are you with your swines, are they all Berras or you got some gilts too?
Right now I have 2 gilts and 3 Berras.
I got you. And that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
How many times a day you walk them?
Once.
Once? Do you try to twice? Or is that too early in the morning?
It's too early.
Do they get rowdy on you and run away from you sometimes?
Sometimes.
No.
Definitely.
Are you thinking down the road yet? You got any plans?
When I graduate, I want to go to nursing school.
Okay.
At OU. And I want to become a travel nurse.
I got you.
Because when I was a baby, I had a liver transplant. So I want to help others like they helped me.
I got you. Well, I know some people like that. They're doing well, too. I have a friend that's a nurse that lives in Dallas, and it's a he, and he travels and works in Portland for a couple weeks, comes back through somewhere else and comes back. He always has time to go deer hunting and duck hunting, so it must be a pretty good job. So, are any of you guys hunters? Oh, she raised it up. Deer? What else? Grab that mic there. We got 1 minute left. Not even that long, probably.
Sometimes, like, with some of my other friends, we go duck hunting, but we never find anything. And then my uncle loves to take me deer hunting, and I think the only time I've ever seen something, it was probably 100 yards away, and I was too scared to even pick up my gun.
You got big buck fever? Or you scared? All right, my music's playing, and guys, thanks for coming by. Thank you so much for coming in. I hope to see some of you guys again next year. And happy National FFA Week. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.